This is Amy Bowen. Welcome to episode 3 of the Thread Safe Podcast for Tuesday, November 1st, 2016. Welcome back to the ThreadSafe podcast. Before I get started tonight, I'm going to take a sip of this fine Earl Grey tea. And yes, it's still hot. Tonight's main topic is going to be deadlines. I also have a pretty detailed costume status update for you, and a useful resource of the day that you may or may not have already known about, but regardless of whether or not you already knew about it, it's a good way to keep up with me during this month. Let's get on with the show. I chose deadlines as my main topic for today's show because today is November 1st, and as those of you who know me well know, that means it's the first day of National Novel Writing Month, and I've got novel writing to do. For that reason, today's show is going to be mostly extemporaneous, and is going to involve a lot of diary podcasting.
Diarrhea! Let back diarrhea! Let back diarrhea! Let back diarrhea!
Because any word I write down to say on the show is a word that I'm not writing into my novel. For those who may not be familiar, the whole idea of National Novel Writing Month is that it's a 30-day challenge to write the first 50,000 words of a new novel within the 30 days of November. The whole idea is that having an absolutely insane deadline is supposed to push you towards getting your project done as quickly as possible. It works. Sometimes. I've been making at least somewhat of an attempt of it every single year since 2004, and I'm very proud to be able to say that. And slightly less proud to be able to say that the winner certificates I have are from 2005 and 2007 through 2010 inclusive. But I sure have had a heck of a lot of fun and made a heck of a lot of good friends doing National Novel Writing Month. I'm pretty sure I mentioned at some point during Dog Days of Podcasting what a huge sucker for month-long challenges I am. I've been doing NaNoWriMo all these years, signed up for Dog Days of Podcasting because, yeah, I can do something for 30 days, was what I was thinking. And I actually succeeded in doing that for 30 days. And the good thing about that is that I proved to myself that I am still capable of doing something every day for 30 days. So, if I can do Dog Days of Podcasting, I can darn well do NaNoWriMo and win again. Of course, there are lots of other deadlines I have to contend with this month, too, such as that the community college school term ends on, I think it's November 21st or 22nd, so I still have homework deadlines to keep up with. I have two big work deadlines at the end of this week. And as of the day I'm recording this, Tuesday, November 1st, there are 44 days left until the premiere of Rogue One, and I promised myself I would have this good inner tunic done in time for the movie premiere. So yesterday I went and sorted through all the pattern pieces and all the fabric that I'm going to need to make that inner tunic, and I stacked them up and organized them a little better. They're actually in piles right behind me as I'm recording this. I will probably get back to that tomorrow, I hope. I really want to get it done in time for the movie premiere, but in order to do that, I'm going to have to find a balance between doing writing, doing podcasting, doing sewing, and all the other things that are going on, like schoolwork. So why am I sitting here doing a podcast about cosplaying when I should be writing? Because my podcast episode release schedule is also a series of deadlines, and those are deadlines I take seriously. I have to if I ever want to be like all the podcasters I look up to and admire and want to emulate, like Mer Lafferty. And now I'm going to stop and get on with the other parts of my show, because I should be writing. And now it's time for a costume status update. First of all, I'm very happy to be able to say that this time I actually have a costume status update. After I came back from Dragon Con this year, I was in a really, really bad funk for almost 2 months. It didn't help that I had a really bad case of con crud for the first entire week after I came home from Dragon Con. But even after that, I was just kind of feeling, I don't want to work on costumes. I just got an award. I don't have another important con coming up for quite a while. Why do I want to work on costumes? So I had not touched any part of my costume this entire time since the end of Dragon Con. Until today. I'm actually pre-recording this segment on the previous Tuesday, October 25th. Since I really want to, as I've mentioned before, wear my Jedi costume to work this Saturday to show it off, I finally found the energy and the drive to pick it up off the couch where I left it, set it up on the ironing board, and start working on that bottom hem. So I'm very happy about that. I also have another costume update, one that continues the train of thought from this segment in my previous two episodes. Yes, I did finally give in to the dark side. I finally got a black cape. Just one of the plain black polyester capes that you can get at Spirit Halloween. That's actually where I got it. And I am wearing it as I record this. Yes, I am going to wear it to see Rogue One the second time I see it. Yes, I already know I'm going to see it twice. Once in my Jedi robes, and once in a really lazy Sith outfit. Which means I'm going to wear this cape, my black boots, my black pants, a black sparkly headband if I can get my hands on one, and whatever fun Star Wars t-shirt I can get my hands on between now and December. You may be familiar with the Alamo Drafthouse theater chain, in which every theater has an area that's themed to a particular well-known movie. The one here in the Omaha metro area just happens to be the Star Wars one. Last year, my second trip to see The Force Awakens was there, and this year I want my second trip to see Rogue One to be there, so I can get my picture taken in my cape in the Star Wars environment that they have set up there. I'm looking forward to it. Addendum, recorded the night of Tuesday, November 1st, I did, in fact, wear my Jedi outfit to work on Saturday, and it was a lot of fun, and it did invite some nerdy Star Wars jokes, which was what I was hoping for. And yes, I did finish hemming the entire cloak in time for Saturday, although I did do it on the machine when I really wanted it to be done by hand, but at least for those purposes, nobody noticed. Finally, I have one more big update that I'm really excited to share. I just got the news today that my good replica prop lightsaber is nearly finished and should be shipping out very soon, and I should have it sometime during the month of November. Maybe, I hope, even in time for me to review it on my next episode of the ThreadSafe podcast. The blue Hasbro one that I took with me to Dragon Con was all right, but I'm really excited to have one for which I got to choose the customizations. And now it's time for the useful resource of the day. Actually, it's two useful resources today. The first one is the place where you can follow my adventures during National Novel Writing Month. It's the main site for the event, NaNoWriMo.org, that's NaNoWriMo.org. My personal page is NaNoWriMo.org/participants/Emiko, that's spelled E-M-I-K-O. User profiles on NaNoWriMo.org have a really cool bar graph that shows you exactly where each user is in terms of word count per day. The other useful resource of the day is this other podcast that I keep referring to, Merle Lafferty's I Should Be Writing. It was one of the early podcasts that I listened to in the early days of 2006 through 2008 when I really got into podcasting because I had a part-time job where I could listen to podcasts the entire time I was working, and it provided me a great deal of inspiration and, I think, a role model to look up to both as a writer and as a podcaster. She does still own ishouldbewriting.com. It redirects to her main site, merverse.com, which has a tab at the top for podcasts. And if you're not already listening to I Should Be Writing, you should, if you're interested in writing. That's it for this episode of the ThreadSafe Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. You can find me on Twitter at Amy Bowen. You can find the show notes for this episode on my website at ameliabowen.com. You can leave me a comment on my show notes blog post there. You can send me an email at amy@ameliabowen.com. If you're doing NaNoWriMo, may the word count be with you. No matter what you're doing this month or how many deadlines you're facing, may your threads stay smooth and untangled. The theme song for the ThreadSafe Podcast is Puzzle Pieces by Lee Rosevere, from the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org. The transition sound effect is Scissors Cutting, available at freesound.org. And of course, the bumper music for diary podcasting is Live Fast Diarrhea by The Vandals. For more information, please see the show notes on the website at ameliabowen.com.